We begin this edition of Ozarks at Large with the latest regarding now 5 executions scheduled to be carried out by the end of the month by Arkansas. In a moment, John Brummett, political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, talks about Monday's stay of 2 executions, the actions of a judge who issued a different stay, and the possibility legislators will consider a different method of execution as problems continue to develop surrounding drugs used in the lethal collection of materials the state uses to kill prisoners now. First, the drug supplier claiming Arkansas illegally obtained its drug to perform executions is once again taking legal action to prevent the use of its product in lethal injections. Karen Trico-Stewart from KUAR has this report.
McKesson Corporation is seeking a restraining order in state court to stop the use of its drug, a paralytic called vecuronium bromide, from being used in the upcoming executions. The medical supply company says the Arkansas Department of Correction was deceitful in obtaining the drug by giving the impression it would be used legitimately as a muscle relaxant. The lawsuit revives the company's attempt to block the use of the drug in Arkansas's executions. McKesson withdrew its first lawsuit over the weekend after a federal judge halted the state's execution plan, but the company said it would refile if the planned executions are moving forward.
That report was filed by Karen Trico-Stewart with our partner station, KUAR, in Little Rock.